Well, I think energy independence is a huge part of what Republicans will do if we take back the House. It's in our commitment to America that we work to embrace in all of the above energy strategy so we can become energy independent again. You know, the Biofuels Caucus in Congress is a bipartisan caucus, so I'm hopeful that we are able to continue to have support for the biofuels industry. I've partnered with, for instance, Sherry Bustos across the river and across the aisle on the Next Gen Fuels Act, making sure we're focusing on supporting our lock and dam system and making developments and investments there so that our products can come and go. I mean, there are a lot of things that all work together in concert to help support our agriculture industry and make sure we can continue to feed and fuel the world. And so I'm hopeful that no matter who is in control, we're able to kind of find some common ground there. But I think when Republicans are in control, you'll see a better farm bill that will help support our agriculture community without a bunch of Green New Deal priorities in it. You'll see policy that, again, supports our biofuels industry and looks at liquid fuel options going forward so that consumers have those choices, not the government telling them they need to go buy an electric vehicle that they can't charge.